Here we go. Says the holy, holy, holy Ramchal, second perek, perek beis, Bevayer Midas Hazihiris. Hine, Inyan Hazihiris, the concept of Zihiris, Ushi Adam Nizer B'maisov Ube Inyonov, that a person will be careful with his actions and what he undertakes, his undertakings. Klomar, what does that mean? Midbonein U'mefakech U'maisov Jochav. He thinks, he processes, and he pays attention to his actions and his drachim. Hatoivim heim imlo, very basic. Are the actions that I'm doing, are they good or are they not? Levilti azev nafshay l'sakonas avdin chas v'chalila, to make sure that he does not endanger himself of getting lost. Lo yelech b'mahalach hergelo ki'iver afelo, and he does not go habitually, which means just, right, in rote and not stopping to think about what he's doing in life. This is a natural thing that your mind will be machai of you. For example, after a person knows what he has to do to make sure that he doesn't lose his soul, he says, if a person knows that something is going to hurt him, there's nothing more silly, it's more than silly, mocked to not do if you know you're going to hurt you, right? You put your hand in a boiling hot pot of water, you know you're going to hurt yourself. Why would you do that? The osekain, anybody who does this, he neu pachas ma behemoth, machayas. And he's not putting anyone down. He's just saying the teva shabatimal shmarzatzal can yivrukhuminosim kol mashir lem simazik lem. No animal is naturally going to hurt themselves, but a human being can do that. There's nothing more silly or mocking than doing that. But hoylech ba'olamo, and somebody who lives his life, b'li hisbonenus im tova darko ra, without spending time to think. That's all he's talking about now. All the Ramchal is telling me is, do I spend the time to examine my actions and where I'm headed? Do I spend the time hisbonenus, lidbonein, to process, to think? Hinehu, somebody who doesn't do that, he's kasuma, hoylech al sfasanar, shekhsakon avada yatsumar, asakrov matzalasa. He's like a blind person, there's double danger. He's a blind person who goes on a riverbank that, of course, he can fall in to the ocean and, God forbid, he could die. Ki ulam, one of my favorite lines in the Holy Sefer, chesro nashmim nei avron, ativyo bnei avron ritzani, then it seems like I'm chiv chavitz echadu. Whether you take poison by accident or you take poison on purpose, it has the same exact effect. So it doesn't matter if you're not paying attention to your life, either actively I'm not paying attention, or you just naturally are not paying attention to your life. The result will be the same. It doesn't matter why you took poison, why you did something wrong. Oh, I didn't know that it's bad for me. That doesn't make it good for you. Vihine, Yirmiyahu HaMisayin, this is not something new. Jeremiah the prophet, he already went ahead and told people, I'll row up in a dorm and he already says people just are going the rote. They just do in the rote and they don't stop to think. Is this something, as I've said, one of my favorite lines? Why are you following the crowd when the crowd is lost? So the crowd is lost. So you're following the crowd because I'm following the crowd. But you didn't think about whether it's good or not good. Hali asusim lazav yamar aleim eini shnicha marasa leimar me'asisi. Nobody says, is this something that's good for me to do? Kule shavim rutzosim kesus shaitiv b'melchama, like a horse that's running in the war. V'hainu, what's the pshat? Says Yirmiyahu Hanavi, show you right from the hokum rutzosim kum derechem bli shanichu zman la'atzam. Here it is, 10 minutes a day. What's 10 minutes? Will change your life. 10 minutes. What's 10 minutes? Who doesn't have 10 minutes to start thinking, what's my life? That's what he says. That's what he told them. They don't even know that they're doing something wrong. Unbelievable. Metachbulus ha-Yetzahara. One of the ways that the Yetzahara can devise a plan against a person, the Armasai, and his trickery. Ruven Yonah, the Yetzahara's trickery, he says. La-Hakbet Avodosu B'tmimus, put that on the side parenthetically. Eli, put it on the side. Armasai, La-Hakbet Avodosu B'tmimus, Al-Libayis B'nei Adam, that he puts the heaviness on a person. I'm too busy, right? That's my favorite example of the guy who's chopping the forest and he's cutting down, right? He's cutting down the tree and he's chopping and he's chopping, and the guy taps him on his shoulder and says, if you would sharpen your saw, you would do a much quicker thing. And he says, sorry, I'm too busy chopping down the wood. That's a fool, right? I'm too busy doing my things to think about my life. That's what he says. The Yetzahara knows that if a person would stop for a second and to think about his life, right away you would start saying, maybe that's not so good for me. Because eventually you will change your life. By the way, we're only 6 minutes in. We could say 6 minutes a day and keeps the Yetzahara away. One line a day keeps the Yetzahara away. This is the Eitzah. Oh, we'll finish the parak. This is the Eitzah Paro Rosh Hashamar. Tichbar Avoda Al Nashim. Paro said, let everybody be busy, busy, busy. Work, work, work. Every day and every night. Work, work, work. Just work, work, work. Right? They say that Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and says, let the Yidden come together once a week and have together Shabbos. They were fine. You have once a week, you could think about your life, you could work, work, work. It's only when you're so busy, you don't have time to think about your life. Let's be so busy that I don't have the time. He is a warrior. And he is a master deceptor. The Efsher, the Efsher Limal Mimeno. Good, the Kasha is still a Kasha. Efsher Limal Mimeno, B'chachma Rabba V'ashkafa Gedoyla. The only way to get out of the Yetzahara is by being equally smart and thinking about how to get him, because he is a genius. He's the master of deception. Be careful. Anybody who evaluates his life in this world, unbelievable. You see the salvation of Hashem. How do you see the salvation of Hashem? When you evaluate your life. Upashut, unbelievable. Shafilu mipakach adam al atzmai, says the holy Ramchal, one of my favorite. Listen to this. This is how powerful this is. It's pashut. If a person will look after his life, ein b'kochad atzul l'kadosh baruch hu ezra. You still need Hashem to help you. Ki ayetzahara takif ma'oid. The yetzahara is very, very strong. Like it says, tzofa rasha latzadik. The rasha, meaning the yetzahara, is trying to get the tzadik. And he's trying to kill him. Hashem lo yazenu, but Hashem will help you. So even if you're working on yourself, you need Hashem to help you. Ach, incredible Ramchal. Im ha'odam mefakeach al atzmai, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu has been yitzomen yitzara. If you look after your life, then Hashem will help you. Aval, however, im eino mefakeach al atzmai, very scary, if you don't look after your life, vadai, underline that, vadai. He says, vadai, that Hashem won't help you. Vadai shakosh baruch li pakachalav. If you don't care about your life, even Hashem won't care about your life. Unbelievable. Kim hu eino chas. If you don't care, miyachus alav. As it says, kinyim hajo zon alavagam, kol mi shem baidea asur l'rachem alav. Like it says, umasha amru em ein ani li, mi li. If I am not to me, unbelievable, everybody. 9 minutes and 45 seconds. I'm going to finish on purpose before 10 minutes. 9 minutes, 51 seconds. Emeina Nili Mili. Stop right now.